WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's Planning and Development Office invites residents to one of two gatherings at City Hall today to discuss proposed changes in residential regulations.
You've got neighbors who, you know, very much care about the quality of their neighborhoods. Often people's homes are their greatest investment, so they're very passionate about, you know, what their neighbor here is and what it's becoming.
Planning Administrator Justin Golbabai says city staff is also collecting opinions from housing providers. Today's come-and-go meetings are at City Hall between noon and 1:30 and between 5 and 6:30. You can also participate in an online survey. Go to cstx.gov/DEV services. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents recently approved $27 million of new infrastructure and building renovation projects affecting the flagship and Rellis campuses. A&M Vice President Jerry Strausser presented the $6.5 million conversion of what was the Coastal Engineering Lab on West Campus into the Health Technologies Building.
Tease recently received a $20 million National Science Foundation Engineering Research Center, which will be housed in the renovated Health Technologies Building. This project will renovate approximately 22,000 gross square feet of space on the first floor of the building. Some of the items included in here are building support, building systems, circulation, conference rooms, lab spaces, office spaces, and support space.
The Regents also approved spending $10 million to replace 6 miles of water lines affecting the Rellis campus and $11 million to expand the capacity to treat wastewater to allow more classes at the Brayton Fire Training Center. Downtown Bryan's historic Queen Theater, the location of an 8-year restoration effort, will officially open Friday afternoon with a ribbon cutting at 4.
Inside, we will do some tours. We will start those around 5:30 as soon as people start coming. And we will take them through the lobby, sit down in the chairs, and then we'll have about a 10-minute documentary that Donnie Hall has produced for us.
Sandy Ferris at the Downtown Bryan Association says the first official event after the grand opening is this Sunday when the Arts Council has its Red Wasp Film Festival. 2 months after the Bryan School Board adopted a new discipline management plan that starts in the next school year, a national publication used the district to report on racial disparities in administering student punishment. The story on the ProPublica website cited a federal complaint filed by a student in September 2013. Last September, 4 years later, the Office of Civil Rights cleared the district of any wrongdoing. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck said student discipline was a subject during a recent meeting she had with student leaders at Bryan and Rutter High Schools.
None of the kids talked about race, but they did talk about equity. And they mentioned, for example, in one of the cases, much different than what would be in the article, but they were talking about dress code. You know, if you're going to dress code, discipline a girl for leggings, make sure you get the guy for the sagging pants.
Next year's discipline management plan includes spending $700,000 to hire and train 10 master teachers to help classroom teachers with behavior management issues. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 60 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. That text line is powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
610 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell filling in right now for Scott DeLucia. And since they sent us weather from Florida, I'm going to go ahead and do the weather for us today. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast, not your Florida forecast, looks for a slight chance of showers, about 20% chance, and patchy fog. High today is going to be about 82. The low today, going to be low tonight later on, is going to be about 66 degrees. Going to be mostly cloudy. It's 60 degrees right now at the WTAW studio.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Chelsea. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggies softball kicked off Davis Diamond in a big way this past weekend. They're now 3-0 at the new ballpark following a sweep over 12th-ranked Auburn. So we will hear from head coach Joe Evans as well as senior Tori Vidalis. She was getting it done on senior day yesterday, a couple of dingers. Also, Aggie baseball picking up a big road series victory. So we'll cover all of that. And the Houston Rockets are out to a 1-0 series lead against the Utah Jazz. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right. That sounds pretty good. I haven't done this in a long time, guys.
Yeah. Hey, Brad.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
He's awake, so
that's a plus. He's
awake.
He's here. Barely. Yeah.
He was getting used to it because he was filling in for KO over there on Maverick for
quite some time.
Yeah,
I was, and then I got a week of a normal schedule, and then Scott pops his head in on Thursday. He's like, I need you on Monday. And I'm like, okay.
How you make him sound like the penguin from...
Okay, so no, he was like, I need you on Monday.
I need you on Monday.
And I was like, you got it. So here I am, and a video is currently making the rounds of a massive inflatable duck rolling down a street in Des Moines, Iowa. Have you guys seen this?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
I have not.
Apparently, it blew away from a nearby charity event, and cars were able to maneuver around it. No one was hurt. If you want to check out the video, just go to Facebook and search Mark Wallace. It's with a C, and that's how you can check out this giant inflatable duck disrupting
just
traffic.
Just rolling down the street.
Just a rolling. And a guy in Canada... I mean, seriously, the only way this crime could be more Canadian is if the guy used a hockey stick or had a Celine Dion tattoo, honestly. This guy was in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. He went to Canada's signature fast food chain, Tim Hortons, on Friday night.
Great coffee.
Great coffee. And crullers. You guys ever had a cruller?
I don't think
no.
so.
I bet you have, because it's basically a bear crawl.
Oh, a bear claw. Yeah. Okay.
If I remember correctly. Well, he said he had a weapon. And the cashier gave him some money.
Okay.
So he took off. And his getaway car was a ferry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. His plan was to ride the ferry across the harbor to Halifax and, you know, I guess to Sweet Freedom. Didn't quite work out for him so well.
The boats caught him. He forgot the Canadians and their boats.
He sure did. His plan was foiled when the cops realized he'd gone and got the ferry turned around.
We got a lot of information.
So this guy thought he could just float away.
He would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Mounties.
That's right. The Mounties will get you every time. You know why?
Why?
Because the Mounties always get their man.
Yep, for sure.
That's the way it is. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
And for the next 23 days, Swoboda is offering year-round pest control. All setup fees waived for only $25 per month. One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against those pesky insects. And only $25 per month. All setup fees waived. Google S-W-O-B-O-D-A.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
It's the Infomaniacs. It's the Infomaniacs right now in the WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It is April 30th, last day of April, and it is Monday.
Monday.
It's day 120 of 245 left to go. That means we're about a third of the way through the year. Pretty close.
That's crazy. Not when bad. You think
yeah,
about
crazy
it.
That it's May tomorrow.
It's going so fast.
It's gonna be May.
I knew it.
Yeah. Get ready for the meme.
Yeah, we'll have to play that for Scott tomorrow. I'm sure he'll really appreciate that
for
coming
sure.
back. Yeah.
Oh, I saw the meme, and it said, roses are red. What was it?
Roses are red, violets are blue. It's going to be May.
No, it was something that it ended in May. Like, I don't know. It was Roses Are Red and something today.
I think I've seen that. I just, yeah, I can't remember.
And in a few days.
It obviously really hit home for you, too.
It did. It struck me, yeah. And then it said, and in a few days, and it shows a picture of Justin Timberlake. And I was like, Justin Timberlake? That doesn't rhyme with day.
No, it doesn't. But it's close. Make it work.
Speaking of days, it's Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Okay. I really appreciate mine. She's awesome.
I need to get a haircut. Y'all go to the same people every time?
I do.
Because it's me.
Yeah. Brad doesn't have a lot to work with up there.
I feel like it's a little bit different for women. I mean,
I think it's a lot different for women.
Well, yeah. Now, some guys are very particular, and they do like to go to the same person if they find a hairstylist that they like.
Mm. It's screwed up. It'll grow back.
It's true. And, you know, honestly, even though I do not have hair, sometimes I don't want to hold my hands up there shaving my head forever and stuff like that. So occasionally I do like to go to a professional, and it always looks 1,000 times better. So I appreciate my hairstylist as well, whoever they may be. It's National Honesty Day.
Okay.
So be guys, honest.
Now,
be
Chelsea, honest. That does not give you free rein to say whatever you want.
Well, I do that any day.
Yeah, well, I know.
That's pretty true, yeah.
She's never had a problem with that.
Yeah, it's Bugs Bunny Day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Bugs.
Yeah, he's one of the classics.
What's up, Doc?
It's International Jazz Day, so if you like some jazz, maybe you want to enjoy some of that while you're drinking some bubble tea, because it's National Bubble
Ooh,
Tea
I
Day.
Ooh, I love bubble tea.
Weren't we talking about this
yes,
the other day?
Yes, we were, because you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I had to explain it
to you. I was like, what is that?
Oh, man. Zach, you would like it, because it's, well, do you like gummies?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like little gummies in your tea.
Zach, do you remember?
You have to be careful when you suck them up the straw, because you end up in the back of your throat.
Do you remember Orbitz, Zach? It was a drink called Orbitz from the 90s.
I don't think I ever had Orbitz. And
no.
Zach's too young, I think.
Yeah, probably. No.
I'm like 2 years younger than you. And
I know, and I'm too young for Orbitz.
I've never drank it.
I'm just saying, I didn't drink it either.
And it was this clear flavored drink that had these little snot balls in them. That's what they're like.
I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty good description.
It is. But the bubble tea is pretty good. You chew them up and stuff like that. Either of you guys military brats?
No.
No.
It's Military Brats Day.
Oh, okay.
If you know one.
I know some.
Give them a hug. Ask first. It's National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. National Oatmeal Cookie Day. You guys like oatmeal cookies?
I do like oatmeal cookies.
Yeah, I'm kind
too
of
healthy, Zach.
If it's oatmeal raisin, that's the ultimate lie. Wow. We're on Honesty Day because you think it's a chocolate chip until you bite into it.
Oatmeal chocolate chip cookies are delicious.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Well, that's it's
But
not,
you're right. You get the raisin and it's surprise.
It's not just National Oatmeal Cookie Day. It's National Raisin Day as well.
Oh, no. There we go. So,
get them
can
together.
Do both at the same time.
No.
And we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We actually have quite a few today. Kirsten Dunst is turning 36, Mary Jane, the old Spider-Man trilogy.
That's right.
And Tobey Maguire will always be my Spider-Man. I don't care what you say.
And from Bring It On.
Oh, yeah.
Her most classic role.
Her most classic role.
You know, she was a child actress as well. She was in a lot of stuff. Interview with a Vampire, she was in that. But she's turning the big 36 today.
Nice.
I can't believe I forgot this one off the top, or it's at the very top, that she's the youngest. Gal Gadot is turning 33. Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Only 33, by the way, too. Yeah. And, boy, she is really coming to her own, so I'm a big fan.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
She does a great job, too. She's obviously, her film is the best one in the DC universe.
Right, and I mean, she's used to the military scenes because she was in the military, and she was in Israeli.
Which is probably why she is, I mean, not that she's old, 33, but for this to be one of her first big roles, because she was doing other stuff for a while before she could get into acting.
Yeah. So she was in Keeping Up with the Joneses. That was a good movie, too. She's turning 33. Kunal Nayar, I think I'm pronouncing that right. He's Raj on The Big Bang Theory. He's turning 37.
Okay.
Now, isn't this interesting? He and Johnny Galecki get to share the same birthday.
Ah.
So Leonard on The Big Bang Theory is turning 43.
Oh, I bet they have a big, like, cast celebration.
Yeah, probably. I bet so. And, of course, he's come back in the new Roseanne reboot as David. So, But he's turning 43 today. Jeff Timmons is turning 45, 98 degrees. Nope, that's not him. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you were talking about Justin Timberlake, and obviously when you YouTube 98 Degrees, NSYNC also pops up.
I don't remember this Jeff Timmons guy.
I don't know. He was one of them.
Yeah, you're
Does
right.
Anybody?
Everybody remembers.
But 98 Degrees was definitely the least popular out of all the boy bands.
Yeah, everybody remembers Nick Lachey.
Right.
He gets
right,
all the love.
Right.
But anyways.
He's the one.
So Jeff Timmons, though, member,
right.
He was a founding member of 98 Degrees.
Yep.
Turning 45. Now, Carolyn Dawn Johnson, country singer, she's turning 47. I think I got this one right.
So come.
I honestly don't remember this song.
Oh, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do, too.
All right, but she's turning...
I think I was working in country radio when that song was
Oh, really?
Big, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, she's turning 47. Isaiah Thomas, former NBA star, former NBA coach, turning 57. He was a lot better player than he was a coach. Merrill Osmond turning 65 of the Osmonds. Burt Young is turning 78. He's Pauly in the Rocky movies.
Okay.
Oh,
you
yeah.
want the bird? Get the bird. So he's turning 78. He's been in a lot of other things, too, but that's really what he's known for. And Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman.
She is so funny. And her and Betty White, honestly, are the best. She's turning the big 9-2 today.
Congratulations to her.
Frau Blücher from... Young Frankenstein.
Wow.
She's been a lot of other stuff too. Beer Fest. She was Gam Gam.
Oh, yeah.
And she did Dancing with the Stars not that long ago.
That's
like three
right.
or 4 years ago.
Wow.
So she was 80 something years old when she was doing that. So, but yeah, she's turned the big 9-2 today.
Yeah.
And that's all I got for birthdays.
That's what you got for birthdays. It's 6:21.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, Jim Comey continuing his self-obsessed Trump-bashing book tour last week with a fake news CNN town hall by Anderson Cooper. By the way, as to be expected, the town hall was stacked 2-1 with anti-Trump messaging and questions from the attendees. I mean, is this really a surprise? Newsbuster reports in all there were 58 questions that were asked throughout the night and that the questions from the audience only numbered 21. And while the questions touched on many topics. 8 of them were critical of President Trump in some way, and of the 4 questions critical of Comey, well, 3 were about his leadership, motives, and only 1 was about the handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Now, that's a reason President Trump nicknamed CNN the fake news network.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. You know, I believe buying a home is almost always a better idea than renting. But if the fear of a big down payment is holding you back, I've got some good news. Today, the average down payment for first-time home buyers is a lot less than 20%. And here's the best part. Our mortgage experts at Quicken Loans can help you find a variety of mortgage options that may require as little as 3% down. Now add to that Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes, which will give you an edge over other buyers. Here's something else to consider. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So don't let the fear of a high down payment hold you back. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family. Yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley. For 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
WC Tractor is having a party. Join the guys at WCT Bryan on May 5th for some food, friends, and fun. There's incredible one-day-only party specials on equipment, one-day-only discounts on parts, and you can register to win a free Kubota zero-turn mower. The food and drinks are free, and Bill Moak and the Highway 105 band will be playing live during lunch. Come for the specials, have a bite to eat, and stick around for some good tunes and savings on WCT products. Remember, that's WC Tractor and Bryan on May 5th. Drop by for details or check them out at WCTractor.com. Hank the Cow Dog is coming back to the Bush Library and Museum on May 22nd and 23rd. Hank's vibrant author, John Erickson, will sing songs accompanying himself on the banjo and read from various books using the voices of the characters. Every student on site receives a free Hank the Cow Dog book, and free bus funding is available for schools. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
628 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell sitting in for Scott DeLucia today. And your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, your Duralast and commercial roofing pros. Duralast, the world's best roof. Call 268-ROOF or visit UnitedRoofingPros.com today. It's 60 degrees out there right now. There's a slight chance of showers and patchy fog. 20% chance of showers. High is going to be 82 today. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 66. Today, there's going to be winds 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Sainsbury's has agreed to buy Walmart's UK unit Asda for $10.1 billion in a deal that would create Britain's largest supermarket chain and marks a seismic shift in the country's grocery market. The deal combines Britain's second and third largest supermarket chains, giving the combined company 31% of the market and putting it ahead of the current leader, Tesco. Sainsbury says it will retain both the Sainsbury and Asda brands, and there are no plans to close any of its more than 2,800 stores. Meanwhile, Arkansas-based Walmart is building fewer big stores and focusing more on internet businesses in an effort to compete for the online shoppers who use Amazon. Google's aiming to improve the quality variety of ad-supported content in its Google Preferred program by adding inventory from YouTube TV, a streaming service that packages a host of popular TV channels. The Wall Street Journal says adding TV inventory will likely appease some advertisers who are still concerned about the quality of YouTube content. Futures are higher. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police continue to look for the owner of a cobra snake that was found last Friday afternoon in the area of University and Forest Drive. CSPD's news release also included a reminder that it is illegal to possess venomous snakes, including the 12-inch cobra that, according to officers, had been behaving aggressively. Officers want to find the owner to make sure they are, quoting the news release, in good health. A photo of the cobra is online at WTAW.com. The Bryan School District superintendent has responded to a recent national story that used the district as an example of unequal treatment in administering student punishment.
When you think about discipline, and particularly even in the case that's in the article, you know, the district's at a disadvantage because we cannot give information about children. Reporters know this. But what I will assure everyone, we will never make a discipline decision based on race. Never.
Christy Whitbeck talked about the article from the online ProPublica website on our show.
What we will do is we will look at the incident itself. We look at the child's discipline history, the intent. We look at was it self-defense. And we also consider, was the child in special education? Because sometimes the disability of a child could factor with what their actions may be. So those are the kind of things that I can assure everyone that we will do and we're continuing to do.
Dr. Whitbeck was referring to a complaint filed by a student in September of 2013. 4 years later, the Federal Office of Civil Rights cleared the district of any wrongdoing. $27 million of building renovations and infrastructure projects were approved at the last Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting. A&M Vice President Jerry Strausser presented the nearly $10 million replacement of water lines serving the Rellis campus.
What this project will do is replace 6 miles of aging water lines from the Whalefield to campus. It's going to be using a high-density pipe, which will increase the reliability, the capacity, and reduce the possibility of leaks and failures.
The system's interim facilities director, Pete Schmid, presented an $11 million expansion of the wastewater treatment plant at the Brayton Fire Training School.
This is to alleviate the problem of them having to limit their classes because of the capacity issue at the wastewater treatment plant. So this will basically stage the water, wastewater, more wastewater, and feed it into the plant. So the plant will be able to operate 24 hours a day at that point.
The Regents also approved spending $6.5 million to turn what was the Coastal Engineering Lab on West Campus into the Health Technologies Building. The Downtown Bryan Association has announced the activities related to the grand opening of the restored Queen Theater. Festivities begin with a ribbon cutting Friday afternoon at 4.
Main Street in front of the Queen from 26th down to 28th will be closed that evening because we've got a lot of activities going on out in the street.
The DBA's Sandy Ferris says the ribbon cutting is followed by a performance of the Texas A&M Aggieland Orchestra,
which is actually a nod to the grand opening that was held in 1939. As I was researching stories back in the archives, I found that what they called back then the A&M College Orchestra played.
Tours will run every half hour from 5 through 10 p.m. The grand opening marks an 8-year restoration effort after the association purchased the building, which dates back to a hotel in the late 1800s. College Station residents who want to maintain the quality of life in their neighborhoods are being encouraged to participate in the city's revision of development regulations.
So this issue of stealth dorms is one that kind of keeps coming up, you know, student housing in single-family neighborhoods, and it's a subject that City Council and Planning and Zoning Commission asked staff to kind of take a look at.
Planning Administrator Justin Golbabai says there are two opportunities today for residents to talk to city staff about what you think about a variety of housing issues. The come and go meetings are at City Hall between noon and 1:30 and between 5 and 6:30. You can also participate in an online survey. Go to cstx.gov/DEV services. City staff is also gathering feedback from neighborhood associations and the development community. The Texas Department of Public Safety has awarded a trooper and two Madisonville police officers for life-saving efforts last year. Trooper Justin Reese, Sergeant Hector Camarillo, and Officer Lucas Cunningham were recognized for providing CPR to a woman who had no pulse and her face was turning blue. They also assisted medics in reestablishing the victim's heartbeat. Also from DPS, a recent list of promotions includes a former captain in the Bryan office becoming the director of the Capital Region based in Austin. Dwight Mathis, who was in Bryan between 2003 and 2011, had been an assistant chief of the DPS Highway Patrol Division. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 60 degrees. Call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Trust. The dictionary defines this word as being a belief that someone or something is reliable. Every roofing contractor says, trust me. But after the storm work has passed and they are gone, do you trust that they will honor their commitments? Do you trust that they will come back and be reliable? Don't trust in someone that's here today and gone tomorrow. Go with the name that Brazos Valley has known and trusted for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
6:39 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian and Navasota taking a look at your weather forecast.
High pressure has shifted east of the area. That means moisture will start to come up out of the Gulf of Mexico at us today. Partly sunny. May see an afternoon shower, thunderstorm, and a few isolated spots. It'll be breezy and warm, close to 80 later today. Overnight, partly to mostly cloudy, 65 to 70. Lots of clouds, breezy as we get May started tomorrow. There could be an isolated shower, 80 to 85. Cloudy, breezy, maybe an isolated shower Wednesday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie softball kicked off its first ever weekend at Davis Diamond with a bang. It was a sweep over number 12 Auburn. Coach Joe Evans following yesterday's victory.
Couldn't have written this up any better. It was senior weekend, so you want to win on senior day. You want to win a series. We end up sweeping the series.
Aggies picked up the 7-1 victory over the Tigers yesterday afternoon, so we'll cover that, as well as Aggie baseball getting a series win on the road against Mississippi State. And, of course, the NFL draft was this past week as well, and so three Aggies taken in the NFL draft. We'll cover all that more coming up in sports. One thing that certainly has not changed since the last time I did this show is that politics is insane. Absolutely insane. Now, I know this happened on Friday, but as I'm looking through my show prep, one of the biggest things in history has happened recently here, and I can't find a thing about it. North Korean leader Lil' Kim. And then South Korean President Moon Jae-in had a meeting.
Yeah.
Pretty big deal.
They're
on
buddies
Friday.
Now.
Yeah, they're besties. So maybe we'll see a united Korea at some point or another. Of course, Donald Trump is also expected to be meeting with Lil' Kim sometime soon in the future, as they say. So
yeah, and yesterday we learned that the South, says the North, agreed to drop its nuclear weapons if the U.S. helps in the war and promises not to invade. North Korea has warned its people that could happen at any time. So the North apparently also said it will shut down its nuclear testing site in May and invite experts and journalists to watch.
Right, because it's got to be, they said it's got to be confirmable.
Right,
that
right.
That they are.
That it's closed down.
That they're closing down that program. But apparently Lil' Kim is, and the other Lil' Kim before Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, or rather Kim Jong-un.
Daddy Kim.
There you go.
Sure.
He's done this kind of thing before with past presidents where he said,
we'll shut it down.
We'll shut it down. No problem. Come take a look. And, of course, they don't. They use it as an opportunity to actually continue building it up.
Gotcha.
President Trump also has lots of meetings going on. He's going to meet tomorrow with the crew of a Southwest Airlines flight that made an emergency landing earlier this month after that engine blew apart mid-flight and caused the death of a passenger. He's going to meet with the crew with that crew at the White House.
I'm not going to lie. I flew about 3 or 4 days after that all happened, and I did not sit next to a window.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I'm not one of those who's like, it could happen to any. But I was like, if I have the opportunity, I'm going to sit in the aisle.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
But when the drink cart goes by, it ends up banging your elbows.
Nah, it's all right. Keep the elbows in. Better than getting sucked out of a window.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just keep your seatbelt on at all times.
Such a crazy story.
That's what I do.
Rather get my funny bone hit. Then eject from a plane. Let's see. The White House also said that President Trump spoke on Saturday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Benny.
Netanyahu.
They were talking about concerns regarding Iran as the U.S. thinks about withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal. According to a White House readout of the call, both leaders discussed, quote, threats and challenges facing the Middle East region, especially the problems posed by the Iranian regime's destabilizing activities. President said he's going to announce his intentions on the Iran deal in the coming days. Of course, we have heard President Trump say he was going to make some decisions in a couple of days that he didn't do. Like, for instance, whenever Syria attacked their own people, and he said, in 2 days I'm gonna say what we're gonna do, and we still haven't really heard anything about that, have we?
It's probably, if you're gonna do a sneak attack, it's best not to let the enemy know you're coming.
That's true.
Just saying.
That's a good point. He's probably not gonna tweet about that.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's the problem. He shouldn't.
By the way, I know
he certainly shouldn't.
I know we talked about Macron coming over last week. Have you seen some of the exchanges between he and Trump? Like Macron.
Exchanges where?
Like whenever they're shaking hands and all this other stuff, it was so awkward.
Oh.
And yeah, it wasn't just French on Trump. Yeah, Macron was really awkward. Like he was like doing the handshake and then trying to come in with like a fist bump and a peck on the cheek and a side hug. It was weird.
Every classic bad greeting you could possibly
do. Yeah, pretty much. Everything in between. And neither one of them knew exactly what they wanted to do on it. So they were just making it up on the fly. But yeah, hey, we're friends with France. They helped us out in that Revolutionary War.
I think
we help them out every time the Germans invade. So
I think Macron's kind of a weird guy from what
it seems like he's French. We covered that already. The French are weird.
Point taken there. Yeah absolutely. That's true. And then, of course, Michelle Wolf did that routine and backlash.
Yeah. So speaking of, President Trump did tweet about that, and he didn't go. He skipped it for the second year in a row. But he said the White House Correspondents' Dinner was a failure last year, but this year was an embarrassment to everyone associated with it. The filthy comedian totally bombed, couldn't even deliver her lines, much like the Seth Meyers week performance. Put the dinner to rest or start over.
And I'll say this. If Trump is going to have his members of his cabinet and, you know, his press secretary go, I think he should be there.
Right.
I
mean, just cancel it.
Right.
Or just stop it altogether.
Or just not send anybody.
I mean,
but he if you're going to send those under you, you need to go, and you can take the brunt force of it rather than just having your folks there and you not being there and holding a rally or whatever it was that he was doing. I think everybody can appreciate good humor, and I'm not saying that everybody is like this, but I imagine there's some of them that are able to laugh at themselves a little
bit.
I'm not saying everybody is kind of stuck up in Washington, even though there are some. There was a lot of anger behind a lot of that, I think, from Michelle Wolf. And when you're talking about somebody's personal looks, she was going
like
after
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I'm sure Sarah Huckabee Sanders has a mirror. She knows what she looks like. She doesn't need
you. She's not an ugly person. So I don't know why these people just continue to attack her like that.
But Michelle Wolf's comments, definitely ugly.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue, north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Every time we get into a Texas summertime, it seems like I hear all kinds of scare tactics about trees and large shrubs near foundations. Oh, it's going to ruin the foundation. Your house is going to split in two and float down the creek the next time it rains. Well, roots don't have to damage foundations, and we're going to talk about that in today's program. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. We've all seen sidewalks that were tossed and heaved by roots of trees growing alongside them. However, the magnitude of house foundation problems that have been caused by tree and shrub roots is probably quite exaggerated. Unless a tree is growing quite close to a foundation, it is very unlikely that the roots will grow large enough to cause any harm just by their size. And while they do extract water from beneath the concrete, you should be able to supplement the water they remove with a slow-dripping soaker hose pulled along the side of the foundation. Let that hose run slowly for 12 to 24 hours every week or two during the summer. You can talk to foundation people about that, but don't take out your trees just because they're growing 10 or 20 feet away from the house. If you want to be really sure that roots will cause no damage, rather than removing all the trees and shrubs and starting over with tiny plants in their places, consider cutting a trench and installing a root barrier material somewhere between the plant's trunks and the foundation, preferably as close to the foundation as possible. If you have bed edging in place, that's a very good place to dig your trench. That way, the evidence of the cut will disappear more quickly and your landscape will get back to normal. Heavy vinyl pond lining materials make good root barriers, and so can sheets of corrugated fiberglass or plastic laminate even, installed vertically in the trench. The barrier needs to go 15 to 18 inches into the ground, and you'll want to overlap it by several inches at the seams. It's just kind of like very deep edging if you think about it that way. Run the barrier 10 or 15 feet each way from the midpoint between the trunk and the foundation. If you have a tree with large surface roots, and if those roots are a hazard, either to your house, your drive, or simply to you as you walk in the yard, you can most certainly remove them. Cut one or two roots in any given season. Fall is the best time to do all of this, not in the summer, since it allows the tree the rest of the winter and all of the spring to supplement the root system. If you can possibly limp on through the balance of this summer with whatever problems you might have out there, your trees will be grateful and your landscape will look better for the effort. Wait until the next year to cut any more roots. Over a period of several years, you can gradually encourage newer and deeper roots to develop. But you have to remember that surface roots do develop on shade trees. It's normal occurrence for most types of trees. I'm Neil Sperry. Water gardens can cheer the summer landscape. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:51. Three Aggies in all were taken in this year's NFL draft. Wide receiver Christian Kirk was picked up in the second round by the Arizona Cardinals, while safety Armani Watts went in the fourth round of the Kansas City Chiefs, and wideout Damian Ratley in the sixth round of the Cleveland Browns. So congratulations to the guys. Number 18, Texas A&M Baseball picked up a rubber match win yesterday in Starkville, edging Mississippi State 7-4. Freshman Zach DeLoach led Texas A&M's 14-hit barrage at the plate, going 4-for-5 with one stolen base, one run, and one RBI.
Our offense, when we're on, we're deadly, and I think we're one of the best offenses in the country, and I believe that, and we got a lot of guys just up and down the lineup, just putting barrels on balls, and ultimately that wins us ball games.
Zach and the guys now sit at 32-12 on the season and 11-10 in SEC play. 11th-ranked Aggie softball capped off a successful opening weekend at Davis Diamond yesterday with a 7-1 victory over 12th-ranked Auburn. Here's Coach Joe Evans after the win.
Couldn't have written this up any better. It was senior weekend, so you want to win on senior day. You want to win a series. We end up sweeping the series. You want to win on the first day in the new ballpark, and we did that. We wanted to get the fans in it, those people who had never been before. We wanted to play the style of game and the caliber of game that would get them to come back and appreciate the way we play. The fans were great. I thought they did a great job keeping us in it. And they're an intelligent group. They understand the game. And I wouldn't change one thing about the weekend.
Now, fittingly enough, senior Tori Vidalis went deep twice on senior day, making that the first home runs ever at the new ballpark.
That's awesome. I mean, honestly, just being able to play in it first, the first team to play in it is awesome. And just to say that you got the first home run, like, it's crazy, but it'll be a great memory down the road.
With the sweep, Tori and the ladies improve to 40-12 on the season as the Maroon and White swept the Tigers for their 40th victory of the year. On the tennis courts, the number 5 Texas A&M men fell to number 9 Mississippi State yesterday 4-3 at the SEC Tournament Championship. The Maroon and White now head back home to await their fate for the NCAA tournament. The Houston Rockets hold a 1-0 lead in their second-round series with Utah, following a 110-96 win last night. James Harden had a big performance, scoring 41 points to go along with 8 rebounds and 7 assists. Here's head man Mike D'Antoni on the Beards Night.
Well, just because he's that good. And I kept saying, I don't think I'm telling you anything you haven't seen with your own eyes, just what he does with these step backs. And he's 7-for-12 from threes. I don't know how you guard that. I don't know how you guard him going to the rim. It's his strength, passing ability. I mean, he's got so many ways to beat you. And then the fouls, if you tried to take some away, he's smart. He's one of the best. The defense is really good. Their defense is super, but for James, it's James, and, Chris a little bit the same way. They'll get what they need.
Game 2 between the Rockets and Jazz is set for Wednesday night in Houston. Speaking of Houston, the Astros have now won 2 in a row following yesterday's 8-4 victory over the Oakland A's. George Springer smacked his 6th home run of the year, as Houston will look to keep the good times rolling tonight when it welcomes the New York Yankees to town at 7:10. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers saw their 3-game win streak snapped falling to the Toronto Blue Jays 7-2. Rangers starter Martin Perez lasted just 4 innings, allowing 4 earned runs as Texas falls to 11-18 on the season. Now they'll head to Cleveland tonight to take on the Indians at 5:10. Broadcast for that one will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, justice of the peace, Brazos County department head, fellow Republican and friend, current district clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
And for the next 23 days, Swoboda is offering year round pest control, all setup fees waived, for only $25 per month. One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control, only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against those pesky insects, and only $25 per month. All setup fees waived. Google Swoboda.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Couple minutes still on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. Brad Mitchell filling in for Scott DeLucia right now. And you said Tori went long?
Twice. Make it a senior day, Tori.
Wow.
She went big fly.
And did you say somebody else also hit one too?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't... Reeves, do you know?
No, I wasn't
there. If anybody else went deep?
I listened to most of the broadcast. I thought it was just Torrey
yesterday.
It was
just Torrey? Okay. Yeah, it was just the Dallas
yesterday. But it was the first one in the new ballpark. That's awesome.
First two, technically.
First one.
But it was cool because the whole weekend, all of the seniors had really good outings. And, you know, whether it was on Sunday or one of the other two games, everyone had a really good weekend. So it was pretty cool.
Lexi Smith, another senior, picked up the win in the circle yesterday. Trinity Harrington, a senior, picked up the win Friday.
Kristen Coyas had the walk-off on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was everyone had a really, really good weekend.
Go seniors!
Yeah.
And not to brag, but Chelsea got to call the first win at the new ballpark.
Yeah.
I got to call the first walk-off win.
Look at you guys!
At the new ballpark. So.
Well, you know, we like to toot our own horns every once in a while.
You guys and Torrey, y'all have horns to toot.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was a great weekend for Aggie softball, for sure.
And for the seniors on Senior Day. Man, what a great weekend in Aggie sports. Coming up, we got a lot of great stuff for you, but, we got to do some legal ID stuff first. So it's Brian Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620 WTAW College Station. Brian, we're the first in news, weather, and sports.